Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're taking a verse from the Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 15. You're familiar with the expression. The Bible says, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." I want to take that thought, the little foxes that spoil the vines. I want to use that this week. I'm thinking about, as we think about little foxes that spoil vines, I'm not thinking about a cute little Disney character, but I'm thinking about the fox in the hen house, something that causes damage and destruction. When we talk about spoil the vines, I'm not talking about the spoiling like spoiling a baby, spoiling a grandbaby, but I'm talking about that which is gone bad, that which has rotted, that which is no longer fit for consumption. And so with that, the little foxes that spoil the vines. And today I want to look at a thought in particular. There are several little foxes in Scripture, and I believe there are several little foxes today that are spoiling the church and that are spoiling the Christian's walk and the Christian's fellowship one with another and with Christ. And so with that, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2, the Bible says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Faithful. Can I say the little fox of faithfulness is spoiling the vine? What do you mean, preacher? We're faithful. Well, you think about what I'm going to say right here. The day was to have something that was tried and true, something that was proven, something that had stood the test of time, that was something to be treasured. Today it's considered to be old school, and it's considered to be not with the latest or not in vogue. And certainly, unless it's something that has monetary value, it's not something that people seek after or people look after. We're looking after that which is young, that which is new, the latest, the greatest, that which is the most modern and the most recent. And that seems to be the quest that we're on. And with that, we don't put a great deal of stock in doing the same thing, the same way, for time and for long periods of time. We just don't have a lot of, put a lot of merit on that anymore. But you know, the Scripture teaches that being faithful, if you're going to be a steward. Now, what's a steward? A steward is someone who has been put in charge of someone else's things. If you have a steward on a train, they look after your luggage. They look after your well-being. If you have a steward, a stewardess used to be called on an airplane, or a steward on a boat, they look after the rooms, and they look after, again, the needs of those passengers. Well, the needs of others. Well, the Scripture says that if we're going to be a steward, and we have been made stewards, by the way, the Lord left us stewards of the gospel, and that if we're going to be stewards of the gospel, then it's required that a man be found faithful. And can I say that being faithful is not always fun. Being faithful is not always popular. Just getting up and doing it, whether you like it or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether you, have the ambition or not, is a trait that is, I'm sorry to say, diminishing. And yet the Lord requires that we be faithful. And one of the things that I'm seeing in the churches is that we're losing that faithfulness, being there every time the door is open, when the weather's bad, when the temperature's cold, when it's not convenient, when it, and there's a variety of excuses and a variety of reasons, but I'm talking about faithfulness, faithfulness to read our Bibles, faithfulness to pray, faithfulness to give, and the list goes on. The Scripture says, "Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And the Bible says it's those little foxes, and today the fox of faithfulness, that spoil the vine. Father, would you bless your word and will speak to our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.